Gia. Crumb Bums, we're back. Third week, 3 weeks strong. I'd like to say hello to our listeners internationally. We have people up in Poland. Hala, the Polska's in the house. Merci beaucoup to Francais, all that jazz, and Ireland. You guys have really big livers. We should do a podcast over there and do a lot of drinking with you guys. Also, we have listeners tuning in from our 49th state, Alaska. Shout outs to Sarah Palin. Not sure if she's running for president, but I know Hillary is running for president. First name basis. Whoops, Nick. Are you guys even registered to vote?
I don't remember.
No, not at all.
I don't remember, man.
Did you guys vote in the last election?
Nope.
Obama is not your president.
He is not.
I haven't voted since I was 7.
You know who my president is? That Brandy, Presidente.
Yeah.
That's my president right there.
He has my vote. No, I can't drink anymore, so.
And on that note, cue the music. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick little nap.
Come on. Are we? Take a little nap?
We take a break already?
So soon? Won't we just on right now? I guess so.
We'll take a break.
See. A minute 30, huh?
Yeah.
We're already on break.
Hold on, I gotta stretch. And we're back. Back from our naps, guys. Speaking of naps, remember episode 1? No, I was kidding.
Yeah.
yes. Very comfortable AstroTurf in the Crumb Bums Funhouse Studio Hideout. Located in the San Gabriel Valley.
We gotta get a picture of that.
But yeah, we're back, well rested, naps.
From our secret location.
Yes, from our secret something or other.
But, so, being that we are Crumb Bums and we're supposed to bring you a movie this week, we kind of forgot. So, it fell through. I just wanted to ask you guys, you guys plan on seeing anything in the theater, with Marvel's Avengers coming out this weekend, and then
should be good.
I think Poltergeist was rebooted, that's in theater now. What are you guys' thoughts on that and stuff? Even Paul Blart 2 or MoCop 2?
Isn't that out already?
Yeah, you guys gonna go see MoCop 2? Is it MoCop 2?
I didn't even see MoCop 1.
It was bad.
Was it?
It wasn't even funny.
I used to work at a mall many a time, so I'm not gonna go see that because I actually lost my job over a mall cop once while I was slanging phones out of a kiosk at Stonewood Mall. True story. Working for Mobile Solutions.
Stonewood Mall, huh?
Stone motherfucking wood, player.
Dang.
My job was to sell phones out of a kiosk via harassment. Your cell phone is so whack. Come over here and get upgraded, right?
Excellent.
Right? And then I guess it was mall policy that you couldn't talk to people walking by the kiosk and hand them your literature / propaganda to join the T-Mob family. T-Mobile. T-Mobile.
Oh, that's it. Lawsuit.
Yeah, lawsuit. So, I was handing out pamphlets and Paul Blart of the Stonewood Mall was not too happy about that and wrote me up. Shortly thereafter, I received a call saying I was no longer employed by the Mobile Solution. what was funny about that too is that a few months after, nobody worked for the Mobile Solution because the company went under for, I believe, doing fraudulent ass shit. So do I want to go see Mall Cop? Probably not. It looks funny. The commercials look funny, but I'm all mall ratted out. So I'm going to say pass on the Blart.
Did you ever get, as a consumer, did you ever get caught up in their little shindigs as far as them trying to push a phone on you?
Well, that's how they got me to actually work at the kiosk.
You, what if I would add a job?
Yeah,
pretty
much.
That's why he has 4 phones right now.
Yeah, and no one calls any of them. By the way, we're still working on having a hotline so you people can harass us back.
I got the emails confirming that we got the pagers, though.
Okay, cool. We're on deck with that? All right, cool. So page me 911-6969-143, and it'll be all gravy. But yeah, no mall cop for me. Avengers, Age of Ultron is also out, I think, this week.
Actually, today, no?
Yeah, it's available tonight, as of midnight this morning.
Oh, midnight this morning, huh? That's past midnight or the midnight?
This morning. I don't know. This morning.
Oh, okay. Well,
so all my friends saw it then, but
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they did.
Right. So
I heard it, like, what was it? It was already at, like, in the millions. I mean, that's you would have guessed that.
Already?
But, yeah, by this morning, they already had boxed over a million.
Here's a fun fact. Ever since the Thor-related movies started coming out, there has been a sharp increase in hammer sales. It's pretty cool.
I just bought a hammer yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
Was it a mallet?
No, it was a hammer, half hammer, half axe.
Damn.
From Home Cheapo.
Hacks?
That's a hacks. That's right. That's a hacks, dude.
Hey, leave my hacks alone.
So anyway, yeah, like I said, they rebooted Poltergeist, and that looked kind of scary from the previous.
Is it post-Poltergeist?
It is, I think, an actual reboot, part one, because they show that clown that gets the kid in his bedroom and whatnot, and they show, I forgot her name, but the main girl who died in real life.
Carrie?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, her. No, the little girl's getting taunted and whatnot, I don't know.
Poltergeist
anyway.
Was from the house built on a cemetery, correct or no?
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, they were built on top of Indian burial ground.
Okay.
And what they did was they moved the graves, but they left the bodies.
The bodies there.
Yeah. And it was a
true story?
First one was, no, it couldn't be. Was it true?
I don't know.
We gotta call in.
Call in and let us know. Let us know that our facts are not accurate. But someone brought up mentioned Indians. I'm assuming we're talking about Native Americans. Adam Sandler has a movie. Adam Sandler has a movie being produced right now called
I think I heard of that.
The Horrible Six or something. But like.
In comparison to
it's supposed to be the Magnificent Seven,
Indian style.
No, not Indian style.
Excellent.
Cut. No, I'm just kidding. it's a spoof on the Magnificent Seven. It's called
the Western movie,
The Ridiculous Six or something. And the controversy was that there were a lot of poor jokes in that movie that caused. Someone's about to take another nap, cracking open beers.
Excellent.
That's right. Excellent. Nah. But on set, a few of the actors actually walked off a set because they were offended by jokes such as characters in the movie being called Beaver Breath.
And that sexual reference?
Yeah, in a good sense.
Yeah, but come on, dude. That's...
Hey, Beaver Breath.
I don't know. I should maybe go into my iPhone right now, but I'm out of data because at Crumb Bums, we do not have a budget for fucking shit. Yeah, he had a bunch of actors walk off and they were like pissed off because the Native Americans were being portrayed badly, and that's pretty whack. I would think maybe Adam Sandler's crew would, you know,
be considerate.
Yeah, be considerate, maybe lightening up maybe some of the dialogue, but
and when you say lighting up, you mean like the peyote?
No, I don't think you light up peyote. But no. I wouldn't know anything about that stuff anyways because I don't participate in the drugs.
Actually, earlier you were smoking a little peyote there.
Oh, no, you just didn't know it.
Kind of on fire.
I was smoking some Wile E. Coyote earlier.
Anyway, who are you going for in the Pacquiao Camacho fight? I know Camacho's out there, but...
I was about to say Camacho, but...
I think they're sponsored by Camacho.
Yeah.
Chips. Tacos?
No, but who are you going for?
Lumpia up in this bitch. Pacquiao.
Pacquiao, huh?
Yeah, dude. I want Pacquiao to really smash Mayweather's face up.
And so do you think that's really going to happen?
It's possible if Mayweather doesn't run around and do cardio all night and he actually, squares up with Pacquiao. Then Pacquiao has a chance of like going IKEA and rearranging Feng Shuiing fucking Mayweather's face.
Excellent.
But if Mayweather is on, if he's on his running around the ring shit and not really going heads up with fools, then I don't know, whatever. There's supposed to be a rematch already.
Yeah, now, if Pacquiao wins, there's a rematch. But if Mayweather wins... Oh, wait.
I think there's going to be a rematch regardless.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, that's what I heard, that they already discussed that. So, fools are getting paid regardless.
Fools.
Whatever.
Everyone's getting paid regardless.
I'm going to laugh so hard if it's one of those over in the first round, because, I don't know, someone took a hit to the...
Nuts?
No, not the nuts, but...
the tank.
A pressure point, like Oscar De La Hoya when he went up against...
Bruce Lee or what? Oscar De La Hoya fought Bruce Lee and he fucking pressure pointed his ass?
No, it was like Oscar's big loss. I think it was like maybe second round or something.
Didn't he get punched in the body shot or
it might have been his last match. God, I forgot who was who. I can't remember off hand right now. Colin? No.
I think it was Pacquiao, no?
Maybe it was Pacquiao? It was one of those guys. I'm going for Pacquiao only because he's the lesser of the I hate shit talkers. I hate extra confidence in fighters. I like the humble fighters. Humble fighters are fucking awesome. Especially when they don't talk shit but they fucking do it. That goes for UFC too. I just hate the ones that are like bling 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 and this and that. I don't know. It's like
Beatlemania over here. There's people banging on the banging on the windows of the studio trying to get in.
Yeah, we're in their time slot, that's why. We gotta get out of here.
You keep on knocking but you can't come in.
Hey, I got 9 to 10. What are you guys still doing in there?
I know, right?
Grumbums Radio.
Anyway, who are you going for, Grops?
I'm debating still.
This fool is asking for world peace, dude. He doesn't want them to fight.
I'm going for the referee.
Ooh, okay.
Actually, no. I just want a good fight. That's all.
If you had $50 and you had a place on one of them, who would it be?
I think it would be Coors.
Damn. All in on Coors, dude. There you go. Silver bullet. Coming in smooth.
That's going to bring us to our next break.
If I had $50...
we're overdue for a break.
I think I would be...
I need to take a nap. Oh, my God. Volume control. Volume control.
We're talking about fights.
Okay.
All right. So we're back. Louder than ever. And we were just talking about the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. Notice how I say Pacquiao-Mayweather because fuck a Mayweather. I'm sure if I meet him in person, I'll be like, oh, Mayweather, can I take a picture with you? But until that day, fuck you.
Would you, though?
Yeah, I would. But what I wouldn't do is if I, let's say, were Mayweather and won the fight, I would probably not bail out Suge Knight.
You wouldn't.
And that's something that came up on the news. I don't know how accurate or whatever. Here at Crumb Bums, we never cite our sources, so fuck everyone. This is purely entertainment.
You guys told me you did.
No, I did, but I'm just, you know, shitting on ourselves again.
Is Mayweather and Suge Knight friends?
See, I don't know what relationship they have, but according, I think, to TMZ Sports, if, you know, because that's way better than fucking CNN or definitely Fox. Fox is fucking garbage, but for TMZ Sports, they mentioned that if Mayweather were to win the fight, he's going to bail out good old Sugar Bear out of jail, which is pretty crazy. His bail is set at $10 million right now. I think originally it was at $25 million, and that was for him running over someone on the set of the movie for NWA, which is another movie that actually I do want to go see. I don't know why Suge Knight showed up to the set and ended up vehicular manslaughtering. That's kind of a...
I think they called him over because they said they had the $12 that they owed him.
Oh, yeah, right.
We got your 40s here.
Yeah, we got your $12 from the Gin and Juice record. And, roll through. We're at Tam's and we're having a burger. We're filming movies here. So, yeah, roll through in your big-ass fucking Ford Raptor. And, hey, if someone gives you shit, just fucking make them a burger patty and whatever. The other crazy thing about that, sexy, all that... Thug
was
blood.
Suge Knight friends with NWA? Or was he younger than that? And he was
I don't really know the relation.
You know what I mean?
Isn't this in your roots?
Yeah. To my root canal? No, I floss, so I don't go to the dentist that often because I don't need to, so I don't listen to my roots.
Is that why you're eating seaweed?
That's true.
Can the root canal there?
Yeah, I'm only eating seaweed because we're out of the other kind of weed. and that's why this broadcast is a little more sober sounding, I think.
Yeah, we're practicing sobriety, so
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our listeners were complaining about us. We're too stoned.
Yeah. Yeah. Too stoned. Nintendo.
Yeah.
So yeah, NWA, Nintendo movie, Nintendo's with attitude.
DJ!
Nintendo with attitude, that's when the cartridge, you have to blow on the cartridge because it doesn't want to play or something, I don't know.
So for those people who were never into the NWA, who did it consist of? Because I only know a few of the members, I think.
Alright, there was Ice Cube, right. Ren, DJ Yella, Dre, Eazy-E, Buckwheat, Alfalfa.
He was in there?
Nelly. Megan Fox's thumb. Toxic Avenger.
Oh.
And fucking Enrique Iglesias. He was there. Auto-tune.
Post-mo? Primo.
He was post-smoking a Primo with his Primo.
Yeah.
That's a drug reference. I have no idea what it means, but it sounded good. Felt good when I said it. Street cred.
So now, if Mayweather poses his bowl here,
he's going to post, throw them bowls. If Mayweather throws some bows,
he still has to go to jail, though, right?
That's for the jury to decide.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. He just gets out of jail to see the fight, actually, the fight's going to be over by then.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think he's going to the fight. I think Mayweather is just going to bail him out for 10 mil. That's
and what does that do? That gets him freedom for, what, 2-3 days?
I don't know. We have Suge on the line. Suge? Oh, he just hung up because that really never happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the NWA thing.
Ice Cube Sun's playing Ice Cube.
What happened with NWA? I know that they separated. There's a history there of malfunction, right?
Yeah, drugs.
No.
Was it Eazy-E part of it, or was he against
it? Yeah. No, he was it. He was one of them. All right,
let me try and butcher some hip hop history for you.
Here we go.
So, from my understanding, Eazy-E and Jerry Heller were the ones that were responsible for Ruthless Records. Whom owned
the white dude, right?
Who owned the rights to NWA or whatever. So Eazy-E and Jerry Heller were fucking like laughing all the way to the bank. Hey, smoke weed every day. Before that shit, no.
Excellent.
And they weren't, NWA felt like they weren't being given the right amount. They weren't earning their fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, just like us.
So the first, because we're worth shit, so it's perfect pay. No, I'm just kidding. So I want to say either Ice Cube was the first one to leave because he did his solo shit, or...
I think Eazy-E was, no? Didn't he have his own...
No. Eazy-E's not going to leave his own fucking shit. He's the one, like, he was the one fucking over, like, Ren, Yella, and Dre, and Ice Cube.
Okay.
So... He kicked it with fucking... He stayed with Heller or whatever. And then I think eventually Dr. Dre left Ruthless Records to start Aftermath. He left without any of his masters. He pretty much left with, like, none of his recordings. And, hey, what do you know? He is the first... arguably the first musician billionaire. Wow. He went from Compton to fucking
billions.
Yeah, that's very commendable. That's crazy.
I thought that honor was given to Michael Bolton.
Well, yeah, but that's a southern thug rap.
Ah.
No, that's not what happened.
Southern rap.
Yeah, southern gospel death metal. It's you could read about it on Vice Magazine. No, I'm just kidding.
So when did Eazy-E get shot?
He didn't get shot. He fucking shot up a bunch of jizz and a bunch of, like, dirty ass girls, I guess, without using a rubber, and he ended up getting the HIV.
Oh, that's when AIDS was trendy, huh?
Yeah. He's a
AIDS was hip.
And now it's hop. No, I'm just kidding. Nothing funny about AIDS, but seriously, is this thing on?
So NWA, you have any idea how long, when that's supposed to come out to theaters near you?
Fall, maybe?
Theater near me. Well, I don't know, theater near me, when it's going to have my NWA flick I've been waiting on for so long. But I'm guessing it's going to be in the summer.
Is this going to be a documentary type of movie, or is this going to be like reenactments of...
I think it's reenactments.
It's based on a true thuggery. Yeah.
You guys ever seen Notorious?
Yes. Nope. I think, yeah, I what,
you don't watch anything, do you?
No. I don't. I don't watch my mouth. I don't watch my weight. I don't watch... No, I try and watch my weight. My
you
mouth.
You watch where you sleep. So...
We're going to be having layoffs soon, so...
I know, yeah. We're seeing...
Am I getting my pink slip?
If next week you guys tune in and we're short like one or two people, you might know why.
One or two keyboards.
Yeah.
I think our stocks are going down.
Yeah.
Speaking of stocks, no, I'm just kidding. I don't have nothing.
Excellent.
Cinco de Mayo's around the corner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. By the time you guys listen to this, you guys will already be hungover from Cinco de Mayo, because I think it's on a Wednesday.
I think they're going to be hungover from listening to this.
Yeah, they're going to be hungover a fucking balcony with a rope around their neck, wishing that they never knew what a podcast was. But Cinco de Mayo, that's 5th of May.
Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, I guess. And I am half Mexican, and that half of myself does not know what the fuck Cinco de Mayo is other than, hey, coronas.
Yeah.
And that's it. And nothing against coronas, because I'm drinking one right now.
Or Mexicans.
Isn't it? Well, definitely nothing against Mexicans, because...
You're surrounded.
Viva la raza.
Yeah, we listen to... I see...
My favorite band is War. Why Can't We Be Friends? I like Art LeBeau. So, you know, I'm like totally Mexican.
Is Art LeBeau dead?
No, but Big Boy took him off the radio, is, I think, the understanding.
Is that where he moved to? That's the way the billboards have been saying
that's
he moved.
Yeah, that's like radio gentrification, dude. They're moving out all the old people to bring in the young...
The new hipsters.
The new hip hipsters.
So where's Art LeBeau going?
I don't even know what's going on.
Crumb Bums next week, Art LeBeau. If you were wondering where he's at, he's fucking doing. Man. He's doing horrible. He's coming in fucking next week.
We had a recommendation for you because it's Cinco de Mayo, but the movie was in Spanish, so I didn't know what the hell was going on.
La Bamba.
Richard. I think we got a break.
Okay, we'll take a quick break.
I think so.
Quick break.
Are we back?
Nope.
Now?
Now? Is this thing on?
Test 1, 2.
Welcome
one, two.
Back, guys. Okay.
And if you don't feel welcome, you know what to do. Walk out the door. Don't let the doors hit you or the whatever split you.
So I was on Twitter today, and I saw a picture of Megan Fox as a blonde, and I didn't realize why she was like that. And they were talking about the announcement of Ninja Turtles 2 by Michael Bay. I enjoyed the first one. I didn't think I would because I had a problem with Transformers, but that was just being nitpicky.
Transformers 6?
That's not out yet, but I can't wait till that one.
Wait a minute, but April wasn't a blonde, though, right?
She was not a blonde, so I don't know what they're really doing with this next installment. But
spicing it up.
I think they're changing her name to Albino O'Neil. Because it's like platinum blonde hair. And I think she has like brown eyebrows. So that's kind of, it's like a Latina.
Ooh.
Latina April, eh? Abril.
Abril. Excellent.
Abril something.
Okay.
So I, like I said, have you guys seen part one?
No, I haven't.
Well,
I've
the
seen
remake,
part one of
yeah,
the first one.
1980s yeah. versions were, yeah. or the. Part one was good. Part two,
1980s
with Vanilla Ice.
Wait, go DJ, go DJ,
no,
go.
Go Ninja, go.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Remember Vanilla Ice came out in part two?
Is that the one with the that delivered pizza in his moped?
You know, I don't remember the parts. I just remember Vanilla Ice stood out. And that was when Vanilla Ice was in his prime.
Okay. Isn't he still in his prime?
Prime rib.
So, no, part one was great back then. Part two was
Revenge of the Ooze.
That's when we found out there was gonna
Secret Revenge. Fictionary.
That's when we found out that there was gonna be more mutants in it, and everyone was excited. But then they're dissatisfied after they saw the movie. Part three was Turtles in Time, which I saw once, and I was like, "This is the worst."
That one set off the Paul Blart Mall Cop series. I know you guys don't notice him in the background, but he's in the mix. Dude.
Was that all the same director there in part one, two, three?
I was a kid. I didn't pay attention to that, and I haven't gone back to look. But Michael Bay redid the first one completely, and you know they're not mutants; they're aliens. I think, if I understood. But you know what? When I heard about part one, they did.
Okay.
But when I first heard Michael Bay was going to do Ninja Turtles after he did Transformers, I was like, oh, shit, he's going to fuck that one up too.
A lot of CGI?
Yeah. Okay. Which I think there still was. But honestly, I enjoyed it a lot better than I thought. Really? I didn't like April O'Neil's part. There's a lot of parts in there where she kind of... Megan Fox is...
Megan Fox is so ugly. Ew. Gross.
Stop looking at her Fox.
Megan Fox comes out as a really cool, laid-back chick when she's doing her interviews with like-minded people. But her acting is really bad.
It's Shakespearean. She's the truth.
So you gotta tolerate her bad acting skills in that.
I think she's good.
Are you going for?
I think she's fine.
No, she's fine. I agree with that. But like I said, she's acting in this movie, and
she's an actress.
She is acting in this movie.
Wow!
It is her acting. And no, there's a couple of parts where she's getting really like really into it, where she's like, you know, it's one of those parts where she's yelling for somebody because they're about to die or something. It's like no, but it's like it's so unbelievable her delivery.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody send some weed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 20
Okay. Yeah. This. That's good. Yeah.
So no, part one.
SOS 420, please. Smoke signals.
So, part one was great. Not great, I'm sorry. Part one was good. It was better than I thought.
I'm lying. I slashed my wrist. Part two, I ate a bottle of sleeping pills. And for part three, well.
So, no, I was kind of excited when I just heard part two was coming out because, you know.
Did part one end? As if
it didn't land. It didn't end in a cliffhanger.
Okay.
It didn't leave. I mean, that's why I thought it was done.
Who are they finding? Shredder.
They're finding Shredder. It was a pretty cool Shredder.
Okay. No wait. Was this post or pre?
No. This is part one all over.
All over again.
Yeah.
And how they started and.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was really good. It was really there was a lot of touching moments in there.
Really. And turn your eye like Rudy.
Towards the end, yeah, I was like, man, this is kind of tough to swallow. That's what she said. No. But anyway. Yeah, so I heard Ninja Turtles is coming out, and I got kind of excited about it. So I'd just like to know what the audience thinks. You know, you guys are on board with this. You guys like the first one or not? You guys can contact us on our Facebook page. You know, Twitter, whatever. Just hit us up. Let us know.
What are the Facebook pages? How do they... Where is the...
I'm glad you asked, bro. With that in mind, just search Crumb Bums. Crumb Bums is everywhere. It has to be. We are the only Crumb Bums besides this European blog,
spelling,
which is .com.
Spelling, please.
Crumb Bums. That's with two Bs.
That's just it. Spell that's, it out.
No, I don't want to spell it. Okay. CrumbBums. Did I spell it right?
I think so. I hope so.
Crumb.
I'm just going to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he spelled it correctly.
Okay. So you're going to find us... Facebook.com/CrumbBums.
There you go.
Excellent. You're going to find us on Twitter. Twitter.com/CrumbBums.
Excellent.
What about the SoundCloud? That's my favorite
SoundCloud.
One.
We are on SoundCloud. Yeah, we have a SoundCloud account. It's a little bit difficult because we are CrumbBums Radio, but what SoundCloud does, it splits up the words. So it's SoundCloud.com/Crumb-Bums-Radio.
Come on.
Okay.
Oh!
So, and we are on Podomatic now, which will probably be, you'll find our episodes there first.
Okay.
Podomatic hosts worldwide podcasts. So we decided to join Podomatic with our free trial.
Yes. Free trial is always
Once
good.
Once the free trial is over,
you won't hear us anymore.
Yeah.
Suge Knight's getting a free trial right now.
One more time. Now, so that is crumbums.podomatic.com. And I'm glad to say that we've been accepted on iTunes now. So we are on iTunes. I don't have the link memorized to that, but search iTunes on your podcast. Actually, just search on the regular search bar. Crumbums Radio. Sorry.
Spell I gotta remember it again, that. Please.
Crumbums Radio on iTunes. We've made iTunes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Once they listen to this episode, I think we're going to be off iTunes.
We're canceled. Yeah, if you don't find us on, what is it? iTunes? Yeah, then forget it.
So feel free to subscribe, review us, let us know what you think. If you guys have any suggestions for the movies that
then
you want
to... Then shove them up your ass. And then neatly take them out and iron them and send them to us. And we will do our best to decipher beyond the fucking dookie stains that you leave on the paper what it is you are requesting us to do.
Dookie stains.
So we are open-minded here. We will check out the worst movies you could find. Even if you come up with a good one, that's fine. We'll check that out if we can.
Maybe you guys, and this is, maybe it's a fucking bad idea, but maybe you guys could email us your horrible home movies. Maybe not, though. It sounded like a good idea.
We're gonna get a lot of dick videos. We're gonna get men dressed up as tigers for some reason.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing. Who are you? Hey, boy, you like kittens? Meow, boy.
Here's a picture of my dick.
So that's gonna wrap up this episode. Episode of 3.
Episode of destruction.
Not every episode's a winner, you know, but give us a chance. We'll be back. We're glad that you guys have stuck around. Like I said, find us on iTunes especially, but we are on crumbums.net.
.net.
We couldn't get .com, like I said, because of European bloggers that call them crumbums.com has been there for years. Those since bastards. I first started Crumbums.
Before Stonehenge.
Yes, and I will... I wanted to get .com, but we couldn't, so...
Okay.
Well, anyways, thank you for tuning in once again. Hopefully, next week, our following shall expand to other regions of this ball of mud we call Earth. Thank you very much.
And other drugs.
Premature music.
Sorry.
We may have a review from a previous host coming in, Crumbums, next week. So yes. If you're a fan of classic Crumbums, you might want to tune in next week.
Classic, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, mad rabbit ears in the air for that one.
You might want to tune in to check that out, find out who it is, and we will hear from you guys hopefully soon, and you guys will hear from us. Stay tuned. We'll see you guys next week.
I won't be back tomorrow.
Blaze it!
Oh, and Guapo's getting released tomorrow. Bye-bye.